Isaiah 58, beginning at verse 13, what we hear now is God's word. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, once again, we come to the close of another Lord's Day. Another day that God has given us, a day set aside by God himself for rest and for worship. And I guess I would ask you the question, what kind of day has it been? Has it been a good day for you? A day of joy, a day of celebration, a day of rest? Sometimes, even with the best of intentions, we end up spending a lot of time being busy on the Lord's Day. I know when our children were younger, we think about just even the process of getting to church morning and evening, getting them fed, something fed before church starts, getting their clothes on and the right shoes on their feet, and reviewing memory verses or catechism verses or anything like that, and then getting them out the door and making it to church on time. And we sit back and we kind of go, whew, made it once again. We can forget very easily that God has given us Sunday for our blessing. Sunday is a day of joy, a day of rest, a day of celebration for the people of God. Many times we think of the regulations regarding Sunday only in terms of law, because God certainly addresses the Sabbath in His law. But here in Isaiah 58, we get another picture, another insight into God's plan and God's purpose for the Sabbath day. It is a day of joy, a day of celebration, a day in which we delight. And that's what we're going to talk about this evening. Delighting in the Christian Sabbath. Delighting in this day God has given to us to celebrate, to praise Him for who He is and for what He has done. The Sabbath is a special gift to the people of God. Isaiah, in verse 13, gives us something of a distinctive standard by which we are to look at this day. And he really highlights three things for us that we are to do if we are going to delight in the Sabbath. And that first thing he says is, if you turn back your foot from the Sabbath. Now that's a rather strange phrase. What is he trying to get at? What he's trying to get at is he's viewing the Sabbath as a path, as a road in which we walk. And what he is saying is when you walk on that path, when you go down that road, you have to do it in a particular way, not in the everyday, regular way. Every day we walk through the week. Every day we do many things. We are engaged in activities at home. We're engaged in our jobs. We're engaged in education. We're engaged in recreation. All of these things. But what he's saying is, when you enter the path, the way of the Sabbath, then we don't walk like we do every other day. But we recognize God has given us something special, something particular. A day that He Himself has set aside and has hallowed as a blessing, as a gift for His people. Not that the things we do in the week are not important or not good. They all are good. But He says, on the Sabbath, turn your feet away from those regular ways and recognize you've been given a special gift, a special path in which to walk. He says, turn back your feet from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. the Sabbath was not given to us for our own self-enjoyment. That we set the standard based on what I like and what I want to do. We turn back our foot from doing our own pleasure, and rather we focus on doing God's pleasure, on doing those things in which He delights. Now again, every day of the week we should do that. But in a particular way, on Sunday, on the Christian Sabbath, God says, don't walk like every other day. But in a particular way, turn aside from your own pleasure, from you, what you desire, and walk in my ways. It is my holy day. God Himself in creation declares the Sabbath to be hallowed, holy, special time He has given to us for focusing upon Him. First of all, turn back your foot from the Sabbath day. Second, call the Sabbath a delight. Something delightful, children, is something special. It's a treat for us. Around Christmas time, my wife has this list of recipes that she gets out, and she makes special treats and cookies and things just around Christmas time. Now, we could have them any other time of the year, but she really saves it as something special, and we look forward to that. We delight in the chocolate truffles that she makes and the cutout cookies that we have. It's something we anticipate and take delight in. That's what it is to call the Sabbath a delight. It is something to anticipate, something to look forward to with joy, not just one more day in seven, but a special treat that God has given to us. Call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable. Do you view the Christian Sabbath as a day honorable? A day special unto God? A day which He Himself has set apart and hallowed? It is proper. It is fitting for us to view this day as special. It is proper and fitting for us to view the holy day of the Lord as an honorable day. Something distinctive. A day that we anticipate with joy. When we leave church tonight and we'll go back into our week tomorrow and we begin already to say, and now next Sunday we get to go again to church. We get to enjoy again the day, the Sabbath day, a day of delight for us. He says, turn your foot from keeping back from the Sabbath. Call the Sabbath a delight. And then he says, if you honor it as well. And there's a subtle change here. Not just calling the Sabbath delight and calling it a day honorable. Any of us could do that. I call it a delight. I call it a day honorable. But then actually honoring it in the way that we live, in the things that we do. Not just the service of our lips, but our lives reflect that this is something special. He says, if you honor it, not going your own ways. Again, so much of our Sabbath we waste by going in our own ways. We get busy throughout the week. We labor and we have no time for the things of the Lord. We have no time for a strong devotional life. But then on Sunday, God gives us the time. Not going our own ways, setting aside our own work, that we can focus on Him and on His work. Now, we've always recognized that there are works of necessity that must be done on the Sabbath. Our animals still need to eat, and things have to happen on a farm, and we're very thankful for those who serve as EMTs and those who are doctors and nurses. We're thankful for their work. We're not talking about works of necessity. But so many times we waste the Sabbath with things unnecessary. Not works of necessity. They're just simply following our own ways, going in our own paths. Rather than honoring the day, we waste the day and go our own way with unnecessary work. Honor it, he says. Not going your own way. Not seeking your own pleasure. There's a lot of things we can find pleasurable. Some of us enjoy boating on the lake. Some of us enjoy going on the golf course, a variety of things to do that are very pleasurable. But the prophet says, don't seek your own pleasure. Seek God's pleasure. Seek those things that will bring the most honor and glory to Him. Again, in our devotional life, if we're having difficulty finding time for devotions, we just simply are too busy during the week. Sunday is tailor-made for devotions. We have set aside our regular labors. It is given to us to focus upon God and upon the things of God. What better thing to do than to spend time in the Word of God? Those things we don't have time for throughout the weeks, it seems so often. Or works of mercy, caring for others, visiting someone who is shut in, visiting someone who's in the hospital. We just can't seem to find the time, Monday through Saturday. But giving ourselves not to our own pleasure, but to the pleasure of serving God and serving His people. The prophet says, honor the Lord's day, honor the Sabbath, not going your own way, not seeking your own pleasure, or he says, or talking idly. Even our conversation should be different on the Lord's day. The things that we talk about, the things that we think about. Now, I know it's very easy to spend time after church. We don't see each other all that much during the week and ask, you know, lightly, how did your week go? And, you know, how are the twins doing? And whatever it might be, whatever thing you're interested in. But don't waste all the time with idle talk. Spending time engaging in spiritual discussions. The things that we talk about, the things that we think about. What do we talk about with our family around the table on Sunday noon? Do we discuss together what we heard in church that morning? Or do we waste the time with idle chatter about all kinds of things around us, but never the heart of what's going on? Do we spend time reflecting upon the Word of God together, either around the table or Sunday afternoon? What books do we pick up? What periodicals do we pick up on a Sunday afternoon? Is it the newspaper and the latest articles about the presidential race? Or do we perhaps pick up a book about theology, a commentary, or better yet, just reading the Word of God itself? Honor it. Not going your own way, not seeking your own pleasure, not even talking, thinking, reading idly, but giving ourselves the delight of the day, this special gift of God. It's distinctive. I really believe that the Christian's view and activities on the Sabbath are one of the things that most clearly distinguishes us from the world. Non-Christians can be good husbands and good wives. They can. Non-Christians can be good parents and raise good children. Non-Christians can be good employers or employees. But you will not see them honoring the Lord's day. They see it directly opposite of what Isaiah says. A day for their own pleasure. Oh, certainly a day to set aside their work, but a day just to serve themselves. Keeping the Christian Sabbath is a distinctively Christian activity. A witness to our families, a witness to those around us. Something that surely should distinguish us from the ways of the world. And that is a delight. It's a joy for us to enter into that type of celebration. Turning back our foot from the Sabbath, not doing our own pleasure on God's day, and calling the Sabbath a delight. Honoring it, seeking God's pleasure, not our own. And the prophet says, when you When you honor the Sabbath in that way, when you see it as special and distinct and a delightful thing, then God gives His blessing there. God promises blessing to those who follow in His ways. He says, if you do all these things, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of your father Jacob. After these three distinctive standards, He gives us three blessings. Then you shall take delight in the Lord. Notice what the prophet has done. He has taken us from our obligation to delight in the Lord's day. And He has said, when you do that, then my blessing to you is, then you will take delight in the Lord of the day. You will find yourself delighting not in simply the day God has given to you, but the Lord of the Sabbath. Previous in chapter 58, the prophet is warning about simply external obedience, following the external code of the law, particularly with regard to fasting. But he's saying here, that's not what we're talking about. Not simply an external obedience, not simply a marking off of a day, but when you get to the heart of devotion to God, in that day, then he says, then you will delight not only in the day, but you will delight in the Lord Himself. Delighting in the Sabbath is not about a list of things we can do and can't do. I know when I was growing up, it was really interesting talking with other families and friends, what can you do and can't you do on the Lord's day? And we can talk about the value of that perhaps sometime. But it's not about a list. A set of rules. Well, this we can do, this we can't do. It's about delighting in the day God has given to us, a day for rest, a day for worship, a day for spiritual rejuvenation. And as we do that, we find ourselves delighting in God Himself. It's a glorious circle of blessing. The more we delight in the day, the more we delight in the Lord of the day. You will delight in the Lord, the prophet says. And, secondly, I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. Well, what is he talking about there, children? What does it mean to ride on the heights of the earth? Well, that expression, to ride on the heights, is an expression used when a king comes and he conquers a foreign land. He is said to ride on the heights of the land, meaning that he now controls the strategic locations, the best parts, belong now to the new king. And from those strategic locations, he will continue to express his kingship. The prophet is saying that the blessing we have in delighting in the Christian Sabbath is that we will ride on the heights of the earth. We will enjoy the strategic privilege of enjoying the day and seeing the kingship of God worked out through that day and throughout the week. We haven't talked tonight about the change from the Old Testament seventh-day Sabbath to the New Testament Christian Sabbath on the first day. We're not going to talk about that tonight. But we do see that in that shift from Old Testament to New Testament, it's because someone came to ride on the heights of the land. Jesus Christ came and His coming and His work was so incredible that it changed even the way we view time itself. The Old Testament was anticipatory of the coming Sabbath, the rest to be found in Jesus Christ. And when He comes and He provides that rest for us from our sinful ways, when His blood covers us and washes us because of His death and resurrection, He now controls the strategic location, the first day of the week, the day out of which we enter into our week, being strengthened, being encouraged, being established, once again by delighting in the Christian Sabbath. We ride on the heights of the land. We enter into the work week prepared, ready, filled to be engaged in the activities which God has set before us. We have come on the Lord's day and we are strengthened and encouraged by our time together in worship, and we are prepared then strategically to enter into that new week. We think of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the first day of the week. Strategically, that God's people might be engaged in the work God gives them to do. And we too have that glorious promise. The Holy Spirit poured out on us. We go into the week confidently. Not confident in what we can do, but confident in what God, by His Spirit, will do through us. Strategically holding the high ground. I will make you ride on the heights of the land. A blessing from our God. And He says, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. Fed with the heritage of Jacob. What was that heritage of Jacob? Well, Jacob was promised a land, a kingdom. And God provided that for His people in Old Testament Israel. But now, on this side of the cross, we see that heritage is not simply a strip of land in the Middle East. But we are seeing the outworkings of God's kingdom throughout the whole world. Not a simple piece of geography, but God's spiritual kingdom advancing and moving forward all over the world. And we are a part of that. God lets us see that and take part, and we are being fed on that heritage as He moves, as He acts, as He goes forward. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. Our delighting in the Christian Sabbath is not just only on the Lord's Day, but it spills over into the rest of the week. It spills over into the way we deal with those around us as God continues to feed us on this heritage, the heritage of a land, a place where His name will be honored and glorified as the church continues to advance, as a part of that heritage goes forward. The blessings of delighting in the Sabbath, of seeing it as a day holy to God, a special treat given to us by God Himself. And then the prophet finishes very quickly. He says, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God is the author of this prophecy. This call to distinctive living, this promise of abundant blessing, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah does not give us his opinion on the Sabbath. He did not, we might say, go to his study and say, well, what shall I talk about to the people this coming week? I guess I'll give them my thoughts, my reflections, my ideas about the Sabbath. He doesn't do that. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. And yet so often I think when we begin to engage in discussions about the Christian Sabbath, about how we can delight in it, we say things like, well, I just feel this way about it. I just think this is right. And I just feel this is the best way to go with regard to the Christian Sabbath. And it becomes a matter of your opinion and your opinion and your opinion. Isaiah does not give us an opinion. Isaiah says, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Regardless of how he felt about it. Because you see, our feelings must be a byproduct of our obedience. Not that we use our feelings to direct what we're going to do. No, our feelings are a byproduct when we follow in God's ways. That's part of delighting in the Lord. He gives us that sense of fulfillment that we have spent the day using it for Him. And then the feelings follow after. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The mouth of the Lord speaks to the prophet Isaiah about the Christian Sabbath here in the prophecy. Just as the mouth of the Lord spoke way back at creation. We've talked about creation a couple times this past couple Lord's days. Remember, God Himself set aside the Sabbath and made it holy. And God Himself rested from all the work of creating that He had done. When we honor God's day, when we consider it a delight, something to be enjoyed, we are imitating God Himself. Calvin says, it is no small thing to encourage the zeal of man knowing that he is imitating his God in the keeping of the Sabbath. It's no small thing to encourage our zeal knowing that we are following the pattern set by God Himself already in creation to set aside our regular work and to rejoice in delight in the blessings God has given to us. God Himself delighted in His creation. After toiling for 6 days, He sat back to enjoy, setting aside His daily work to celebrate what He had created, to celebrate all the beauty, all the glory that He had done. God calls us to follow after His example. He called the Lord's Day holy and He hallowed it. When we honor the Christian Sabbath, when we do what God has called us to do, it is a reflection that God is at work within us. That His Spirit is guiding us, leading us, directing us to that distinctive standard. To turn back our foot from doing our own pleasure. To call the Sabbath a delight, a holy day honorable. And then to honor it by not going our own way, seeking our own pleasures, or even our own idle talk. God Himself blesses us by allowing us to delight in Jesus Christ and what He has done. The Lord, the King of the Sabbath, whose work changed even time itself, and if it can change time, it certainly changed our hearts as well. Calling us into a relationship with Him through His finished work on the cross and His Spirit then living in us, guiding us and directing us, that we can ride on the heights of the land and be fed with the heritage of our Father. The prophet speaks, not his advice, not his best guess, but he says, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. May God give us ears to hear and to delight in the gift He has given. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we have heard Your word once again this evening. And Lord God, if we have been negligent in delighting in this special gift that You have given, if we have wasted even this Lord's day, we pray that You would forgive us. And that You would help us to see this day as something special, as something exquisite, as something to celebrate and delight in. Move our hearts, O God, that we might with joy set aside our daily labors to rejoice in this gift You have given and to know the rest that You give. Not simply a rest from our labors, but a rest from sin accomplished in Your Son, Jesus Christ. We celebrate His glorious work of redemption and the reminder that He rose on the first day of the week, that He poured out His Spirit on the first day of the week, and that You allow us to rest on the first day of the week. Lord God, help us to call Your Sabbath a delight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.